magic, that would make... You. You're the person I meant to meet. No, it is you. You're the one I meant to meet this day. Please, come with me and we can... What? Why? Oh, of course. You wouldn't just come with someone you didn't know, would you? Where are my manners? My name is Sage. It's nice to meet you. I can explain really quickly, as long as you just... Right. Oh, shit. Breathe. Just breathe. Okay. You still don't understand what's going on. Of course you wouldn't. That makes perfect sense. Look, we're kind of making a scene here, and I promise with all my heart I foster no ill will for you. So, could we just talk about this? You know, in private. I promise you it's important. In fact, it is the most important thing I've ever predicted. Please? Please take a seat. I promise I'll explain everything. But first, would you like some tea? It is absolutely delicious. Right. So, you want to know what's going on? Are you at all familiar with these? They're tarot cards, though some call them decks of fate. But, not me. That would be weird, right? What a dumb name for some cool cards I happen to love. And are responsible for my entire magical presence in the world. Anyway, they're called that because they see, well... Fate. Everything, really. A good stitcher can learn so much about themselves. Oh, well, stuff like how tall they'll grow, what bones they'll break, how many children they'll have, all sorts of things that involve people's lives and, you know, fate. So you're a non-believer, too. Damn it. I was hoping you'd be different, but I guess the cards never lie. Although, maybe I just need to show you what I mean. Let me explain. As you might have guessed, I'm a stitcher. That means I use decks of, tarot cards to see into possible future paths. I can temporarily alter fate to fit my needs, hence the stitching part of the job. And it just so happens that many planets, stars, and constellations hold power over this world. For example... Aquarius has power over the water. It was supposed to rain tomorrow. Now I've made it rain today. Of course, it doesn't have to be such a large-scale event. I can take small parts, too. Taurus has power over flame. There's going to be a house fire in a few days. But by borrowing a portion, I've potentially lessened the damage. Of course, none of this is set in stone until I read my cards. For all I know, that fire could still rage brighter than the sun. So, now do you believe me? What? What do you mean, no? Okay. The cards said you wouldn't believe me, and I guess that still applies. But there's one thing I know can prove my magic. Something you can't deny. I want you to pick three of these cards, one at a time, but I want you to think about something as you pull them. For the first card, I want you to think about your past. Of course you have to. How else am I going to prove what I have to say is the truth? Now, when you pick, I want you to take your time. There's no right or wrong to this, just do what feels best. Honestly, sometimes I've debated for hours over which card to... Or you could pick almost immediately. That works too. Now, are you sure this is the card you want? Don't want to flip it? Turn it? Put it back and take a new one? Okay then. Flip it over. The Knight of Swords. Reversed in your case. Do you see the man defending himself? Upright, the knight represents duality and understanding. Specifically, understanding oneself and what their values are. They are defensive yet anticipating, poised yet faltering, armed yet incapable of striking. Reversed, however, they are repressed, unsure, incapable of understanding who they are and what that means. I mean no offense when I say the cards reveal all. And from the look on your face, I can see they are correct. Next, you must think of your present. Your state of being. What is happening now? Now flip it over, should that be your choice. The Hermit. The ninth card of the Fool's Journey. The man sitting down holds a lantern above their head. They're pondering, you see? The lantern is a symbol of enlightenment of some kind. Spiritual, mental, but in most cases, deeply personal. And while hermit may not appear to be a kind wording, it also reflects our desire for solitude and reflection when we are yearning for an understanding of ourselves. If you think I'm altering the cards, then you'd be mistaken. The cards show fate. I simply draw from it. I may have shuffled the cards, but you are the one picking them. Please understand. I don't intend to feed off of your discomfort. And if you're comfortable, I'd like to continue. Please? I take it you're willing to continue. And you understand the rules of the cards now. That the one you've just picked bears your future. Before it's revealed, I want you to know that no matter what the future holds, there is always room for growth and change. And even if you choose not to change, please know that there is no one who can understand your thoughts better than yourself. You can flip the card if you want, but if not, you can leave. I'm deeply sorry if I've upset you. It seems that for once I've read fate wrong. The world. All of the minor arcana are here. The swords, the cups, the rings, the wands. They encapsulate everything. They're whole, ever-changing yet complete in their cycle. The world represents completion. It is the last card in the Fool's journey, and as such involves growth, enlightenment, and most importantly, success. While the world will change, and new challenges will arise, fate compels you to overcome them. You will become someone unbelievable, unimaginable, someone far beyond your wildest of dreams. You will become your true self. Someone who is proud of themselves and what they have accomplished. Well, I'm not sure how you'll do that, but, I'd be happy to join you and make sure that happens. Well, what I mean is, do you remember what I said when I first found you? That we were meant to meet? Well, I did a reading on myself this morning using the stars of Gemini, and the result was, well, you. And, what I mean by that is, I'm destined to be with you, beside you, in, your journey. But, yeah, I meant to pack up and join you on your adventures. I take it from the blade on your hip that you're an adventurer, right? Well, it just so happens that I'm a great stitcher, and you seem to be lacking a mage in your party. And it just so happens that I am very willing and capable to fill the role. So, what do you say? Partners? Please? Yes! I knew you were the one! All right, I just need to pack up my things and I'll be ready to go. Right. First, I need the cards, the spare set for the spare set. Of course, my clothes. Should I bring something lacy? I mean, I may need it for when the others come around. What others? I didn't say anything like that. What others? Oh, God. Please don't let them be cuter than me.